Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Hurricane Matthew gained strength overnight with top sustained winds now at 125 miles an hour, says meteorologist Chad Myers.
When it makes a run at Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Fort Pierce, it's going to be 145. We have not seen that type of intensity at the Space Coast in recent memory. There's nobody on the Space Coast that can think of, oh my gosh, I'm going to see 145. I know we had Gene, we had Charlie, we had Francis all in one year, but this is not just going to be a one storm or one city event. That right there, that's a category 4. 145 miles hugging the coast, doing damage the entire time it's up the coast, all the way to Jacksonville, finally dying off.
Now some 2 million people are being advised or ordered to evacuate as Hurricane Matthew approaches. It's expected to be a category 4 storm by the time it arrives.
Governor Rick Scott yesterday saying that people really shouldn't pay attention necessarily to where exactly this hurricane is going to make landfall, but rather they should prepare for a direct hit just about anywhere. We're starting to feel the storm surge right now as sand and water gets picked up and starts hitting us here in Daytona Beach.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Forecasters say the Washington region is not expected now to see any significant impact from Hurricane Matthew, but we'll keep you posted. Police say they have found the young people responsible for vandalizing a one-room schoolhouse in Loudoun County.
5 teens were accused of spraying swastikas and other racist graffiti on the 19th century building. The 16 and 17-year-old boys all live near the schoolhouse that once served black children in Northern Virginia. The nearby Loudoun School for the Gifted has been working on restoring the school to make it into a museum. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Department says it is still working on charges for the vandals. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The candidates in Virginia's most closely watched congressional race are meeting this morning in their first debate. 10th District freshman Republican Barbara Comstock and Democratic challenger Luann Bennett will square off in a forum sponsored by the Loudoun County Chamber of Commerce. The National Park Service is embarking on a renovation project for the historic C&O Canal through the heart of Georgetown.
It's another transportation closure here in D.C.
Say goodbye to the old boat as she's towed away by our mules, Dolly and Eva.
The Georgetown gave tours to school kids for 30 years, but it's been rotting away since they ended them 5 years ago. Feels bittersweet for Superintendent Kevin Brand.
Our day-to-day and routine maintenance, really not kept up.
They'll be rebuilding two locks, the same that were in place when the canal opened in 1830 to bring materials in to build the new nation's capital.
We talk about I-95 or 270 and the internet. The canal was all of that in its day.
A new boat set to arrive in 2 years while the community develops a full vision for new paths and a museum. In Georgetown, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Dozens of passengers had to evacuate a Baltimore-bound Southwest Airlines plane in Louisville yesterday because one passenger's Samsung smartphone overheated and started to smoke. It happened during the pre-flight safety demonstration. Nobody was hurt. Last month, Samsung recalled its new Galaxy Note 7 device because of reports of overheating. And an East Texas man has been put to death for killing two neighbors in a shooting rampage 13 years ago. 58-year-old Barney Fuller Jr. had asked that all his appeals be dropped to speed up his execution. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,281, the NASDAQ at 53,16. Sports, it'll be the San Francisco Giants going to the NL Division Series against the Cubs as the Giants beat the Mets in the wild card game. NHL preseason, the Caps win again. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things are breaking all the time.
Mark Levin.
If you're going to come and listen to this program, it's my responsibility to be serious, have fun, yes.
6 to 9 p.m.
But to do the work that has to be done.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading around the Maryland Beltway, you'll need extra time near River Road in each direction. The crash had blocked the left side, each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Now, coming out of Virginia, your delays are going to be near 66. So through Tyson's, off and on across the Legion Bridge to River Road. It looks like on the inner loop side, they've released all traffic lanes. But on the outer loop, I'm still looking at two left lanes blocked. So this means coming off of 270, coming around the Beltway as you leave Bethesda past Old Georgetown Road, everybody hitting the brakes again to get by the crash. Overall, on 270, as you head past the Monocacy through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow, a brief break, and then Germantown in toward Rockville. It was a broken down car heading out of Virginia and into the district on the Case Bridge, now gone. Case Bridge is after the 14th Street Bridge, so it's giving us big delays off of 395. 66 this morning, it's just been about the volume. Yes, a lot of it through Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, and Fair Oaks, but your travel lanes have been open. And a heads up on Virginia 95 in the southbound direction crash in Newington. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low rain chances until the beginning of the upcoming weekend. We may get some showers around. Don't worry, it's not Hurricane Matthew. That's going to stay well south of us. Cloud sun today, 73. Some clouds tonight, 59. Maybe a passing shower. Friday, partly cloudy, 73. And a chance of showers as we look ahead towards Saturday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Warrenton, 57 in Greenbelt, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Ellicott City's historic Main Street is set to reopen to traffic after the July flash flood. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Representative Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Chair, will join us to talk about this NSA contractor that it was revealed yesterday has been arrested. What secrets have been lost? 805 Ed Klein, who chronicles the Clintons. He's got a new book called Guilty as Sin. You don't want to miss that. 835 Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yesterday, a D.C. Council committee passed by a 3-2 vote a measure that would be the physician-assisted suicide law here in the nation's capital. They call it the Death with Dignity Act, and joining us right now is a spokesperson for an advocacy group on behalf of that bill. It's called Compassion and Choices, and his name is Sean Crowley. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Crowley.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, we have a little bit of data out of Oregon's experiment with this physician-assisted suicide policy, and I was struck by the top five reasons physicians are prescribing this life-ending prescription. It doesn't involve pain. It doesn't involve suffering. The reasons are things like, I feel like I'm a burden, or lost ability to move one's bowels, or loss of mobility. You can understand why people in the disability community hear that and get very concerned that there's some suggestion that that life, a life that requires some assistance, is in some way less equal or undignified, wouldn't you?
Well, what's interesting is, first of all, if you look at polling on medical aid and dying, people with disabilities support it at the same level as the general population. In fact, our political director has had MS for 15 years, and you cannot qualify for medical aid in dying unless you have an incurable terminal condition. So that's the bottom line. And the other thing I should note is the term physician-assisted suicide is really not the right term. And the reason it isn't is because there's a huge difference, both legally and medically, from somebody who is depressed, not terminally ill, and wants to take their life prematurely versus somebody who's already dying, wants to live, but simply does not want to suffer at the end of life. And suffering depends on the person. Some people don't want to live if they're going to have a quality of life that is terrible. And oftentimes, if you look at those stats that you cited, pain is also one of those things. And if you add up the numbers, it's over 100% because people cite multiple reasons for supporting wanting to have this option.
Just so I can have the appropriate terminology then, if physician-assisted suicide is not appropriate, what is appropriate?
Medical aid in dying is the more neutral term. Death with dignity, we understand that some people...
Medical aid in dying. So basically, you're trying to remove the doctor out of the equation. Medical aid in dying is...
That's correct. And the reason we do is because there's a huge difference between medical aid in dying, which requires the person to self-administer the medication, by the way, which ensures that they won't be coerced or abused. And in fact, it's a Class A felony if that happens in the law, but it's never happened in Oregon, to our knowledge. There have been a few investigations, but no prosecution. So it's really the right term. It's the term you'll see in the literature now about it.
Well,
and
I don't want to get off in a sort of a tangent here, because I actually find a lot of what you say to me makes a lot of sense. Don't get me wrong, but when you start playing, you know, with the words that you use to describe it, I think you lose your credibility. It is a doctor involved in end of life decisions, and you could not do this without the assistance of a doctor.
Well, that's correct. I'm not going to argue with you on that point, but saying physician aid in dying, for example, even that small change implies the physician takes a more active role than they actually do, more akin to euthanasia, which is more of the European model, which we don't support, by the way, because that takes away the patient's control. And what's interesting, you mentioned the Oregon numbers. Obviously, you've read them, and you'll find that only about two-thirds of the people who get the medication actually take it. But they report getting great comfort, and so their families, in obtaining the medication, because that way they know that they won't have to suffer at the end. And some don't suffer, and they don't take the medication, which is another proof point that they're not suicidal by nature.
Are there some conditions that can be... Let me rephrase it. You talk about suffering, and obviously when people hear the word suffering, they think of physical pain. Are you just talking about physical pain, though? Because for the most part, our incredible medical advances now have reached a point where there are very, very few physical conditions that one has that cannot be the pain, whatever pain is associated with, it cannot be alleviated with medications.
Well, it depends on the individual patient. And for example, some people are morphine intolerant. And in a lot of ways, despite the doubling of hospice and palliative care over the last decade, we still don't really have a great handle on some pain. Some pain is intractable. Think of it this way. What was the premier pain relief drug in World War I? It was morphine, the same drug we use today. So it just goes to show you that...
Okay, so let me just ask you then, if this bill isolated, the reason for prescribing this would be incurable pain. You know, you say some people are morphine intolerant. Some people, you know, do not respond. Okay, so let's just address those some people. If everyone else who is feeling pain can be alleviated their suffering because of with morphine or with some sort of other medication, would that be appropriate? And then only those few people who don't respond to morphine, then they can take this drastic step.
Well, suffering, as I said, depends on the individual. And some people want to live life to the fullest, and when they can't live life even close to what they were like before, when they you know, they can't function. They don't, their body doesn't function anymore. They think they should have the opportunity to exit gracefully from this earth. And I don't think we should be telling people. I don't think the government should be getting involved in these kinds of very private family decisions. And that's our position, and that's the position of most Americans if you look at the polling across the political spectrum.
What do you say to those who would argue, okay, well, now you have people playing the role of God and deciding when it's time?
Well, I think you could make the alternative argument that we're playing God in the medical world to some extent by prolonging the dying process, not extending life. Look, the point is, nobody has to participate in this law. It's an option for the terminally ill person. It's an option for doctors. It's an option for pharmacists. It's an option for hospice workers. And most people that are access medical aid and dying are in hospice. So it's not like everybody has to do this, and some people will never do it. We understand that. And the beauty of these laws is that it actually spurs earlier conversations about end-of-life care, increases the utilization of hospice and palliative care. And so that's a good thing. That's something that people who never utilize this option benefit from.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Sean Crowley, Compassion and Choices. And it's time for you to chime in now, 888-630-9625. Where do you stand on this? Medical-assisted suicide, is that the appropriate terminology? Or so-called death with dignity. Is this the direction that we should go? 888-630-WMAL. It's 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, well, the good news for our commute on 66 this morning is we've been incident free. So sigh of relief there. Yes, we have a lot of the volume, a lot of commuters pushing through Manassas, Centerville, and 29 Lee Highway in the Battlefield. You're going to find that stop and go. But again, lanes have been open. Same story with 28 for Chantilly and Sterling. Now, where we have our trouble spots, Tyson's area, 123 just west of Route 7 at Old Courthouse Road for a crash. So that's going to be Chain Bridge Road, Old Courthouse Road, and the Beltway jammed each direction getting to River Road. So if you're coming out of Virginia, your delay is just north of 66. So solid lineup through Tyson's, crash interloop at River Road, out of the travel lanes, still in the travel lanes though on the outer loop side. So it had blocked the left lanes in each direction. So coming off of 270, now continuous backup and around from near Old Georgetown Road. So be prepared. That's one of our tough areas this morning. 29, 95 down to the Beltway with the volume. Nothing reported on the George Washington Parkway or the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Now from Garage Door Repair. com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today, high of 73. Tonight, a few clouds and maybe a slight chance of a rain shower tonight, low of 59. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high of 73. As of now, it doesn't look like Hurricane Matthew's going to hurt us. Just some showers on Saturday and winds on Sunday. Right now, it's 61 degrees in the nation's capital.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, so just a couple of quick things here, and we'll jump to it. I mean, Brian, you are an advocate of this law.
I would say that in my own life, I want to have the options at the end. And I have some sympathy for people who are in a terminally ill situation. Sure. And I sort of feel like it is an option that I think is okay, because I think it can be a compassionate thing. I mean, we don't hesitate at all, for example, and I've made the decision, for example, with pets, to put them out of their misery because they have no quality of life. Well, why can't I make that own decision about my life when I feel I don't have any quality of life?
I really hesitate to walk into a discussion where we're comparing human life to a pet's life, so I'm just going to leave the statement as it is.
Well, I mean, honestly, really... That really resonates with me.
Okay, that's fine.
And I mean that it's a tough decision, but why can't I make that decision for me?
Understood. But here's the thing. You are sympathetic to the argument, but even your antenna went up there when when advocacy groups are trying to change the language that we use.
That's right.
Number one, you know, I say physician-assisted suicide. Well, we really shouldn't call it that. Well, why don't they want to call it physician-assisted suicide? Because inherently, we don't want doctors involved in helping people die. That's why. And so now suddenly they're trying to change the language. and our guest's continued use of the word suffering. You know, when you hear suffering, you think of somebody in terrible pain. I'm going to read you now the top five reasons why doctors in Oregon have prescribed this to their patients. They don't involve physical pain. The suffering that these people are feeling come from, and I'm quoting now, loss of autonomy, less able to engage in activities, loss of dignity, losing control of bodily functions, and burden on others. Those are terrible things. Are they suffering to the level that someone should lose their life? And the final point, when he said some would say we're playing God when we say that you, by prolonging life, you know, are you playing God by choosing when life can end? Are you playing God when you decide to prolong life? He equates the two. I don't know. I know my religion pretty well. I know the Bible pretty well. I don't remember God advocating for someone to end their life. So I don't think it's playing God to stand for people to live as long as they possibly can. Eileen in Gainesville, you're first up on WMAL. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Good morning. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 40 years, and I've seen a lot of suffering and a lot of people going through end-of-life things. And I have to say, the biggest concern people have, of course, is we all are afraid of death. None of us look forward to death. It's the end of our, you know, engaging in this world. But the second biggest thing people fear is pain. And I think I've seen so many doctors that are really committed to pain relief with using nerve blocks and other agents besides morphine, using massage therapies, using so much more holistic things that can come in and help people alleviate pain. And the patients that do the best are those that are surrounded by their loved ones, the people that come in and support them through this. And you can have quality of life even as it's ending, even as it comes to its end, with if you're surrounded with people that care about you. And I think this autonomy thing is, you've hit on something, and these statistics have hit on it. To know that they're still engaged with their families and their friends, with people that care about them, is so important.
Yeah.
And I think suggesting suicide just tells them, we don't really want to engage with you anymore.
Eileen.
You know, that's what I think we have to look at this at. Let's keep engaging with these people.
I totally agree with you. I think that people who are laying in hospice, who have these you know, end-of-life issues, who aren't constantly surrounded by family and loved ones and do feel like they're a burden emotionally and financially, they're the ones who will move this way. And I think another approach might be a better one. Mary and Laurel. And you want to jump in on that?
Well, I know that I would not want to be a burden on my family.
Okay.
I mean, if I know...
So
I'm
if your family said... Pop, you're not a burden.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just live as long as you want because we want to be around you.
I think when a family member say don't want you to take this option, I think you have to ask yourself: is it because they don't want to lose you? Is it about them, or is it about what's in the best interest of the patient who is suffering? I mean, that's a tough call.
No,
it's a really tough call. And I really do believe that I want to have the option of saying, well, what difference does it make if I know I'm going to die in 10 days, but I'm going to suffer for 10 days, or I take a pill and go to sleep? What's the difference?
To me, if it makes a difference to my children, see, as a father, if my four kids are surrounding my bedside and they say, we're not ready to lose you yet, Dad, then I'm gonna stay for them.
But is that fair for them to say that? I don't think it is.
I'm a father of four. They do a lot of things that aren't fair. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. It's 7:22.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Well, I want to talk about health care, not any of these political aspects of it, because we get in the middle of that stuff, man. No, I'm talking about your personal one, the relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group. I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first, whether it's setting appointments to fit their patient schedules are offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones. You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through your appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group, they offer timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Why don't you schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones right now by visiting principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Principal Medical Group, located in McLean.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk?
Or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, why is it some areas we get accidents every morning rush hour? This one on the freeway, see this every morning, westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. And I know you're saying, I know you're sitting in that backup on 295. So northbound, as you head from the Beltway, slowing toward the Naval Research Lab, we had a crash, you get a little break, and then you'll hit the delays again to get onto the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel accident. Southbound, you're in delays coming off of both 50 and the B-Dub to get past East Capitol Street. Now, unusual backups on the Maryland Beltway, so get ready. You will need extra time. Don't stress out about this. On the Beltway at River Road, we had the left half of the Beltway blocked in each direction. Crash now cleared, but jammed out of Tyson's as a result, and off of 270 most of the way out of Clarksburg, again, to join onto the Beltway around the spur. On the Beltway out of Bethesda, also slow to get around toward River Road. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Thursday now. Seeing some clouds in this morning, but breaks of sunshine expected. And cloud-sun mix today, so they'll play nice in the sky. The clouds of sunshine, they'll share. 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees right now at 727. There's so many great calls, and I wish we could get to all of them. Mary and Laurel had mentioned that some patients feel pressured by family and also by doctors sometimes to not be a burden. But I do want to go to Jill in Fairfax, who told Heather that she is a nurse. Hey, Jill.
Hey, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering if you guys ever had the experience to watch anyone in bed that just has muscle atrophy that's falling apart for many, many, many years. Have you ever experienced a family member doing that?
Yes, we both have.
Oh, okay. So now, and you're so anti against this bill. Why?
Because in my experience with my mother-in-law, the last remaining months of her life with her children and grandchildren around her were some of the most rewarding for us, and I think also spiritually for her. It helped her.
Well, I disagree with you. And I don't think, you know, speaking for somebody else is the right thing to do. That's what you should focus on, not the way you word it. I think speaking for someone else is the wrong thing to do.
Thanks for your call, Jill.
Ask for it.
Thanks for your call, Jill. I appreciate it.
Yeah, boy, this is a tough one.
It's a 728 on WMAL.
The Dale City Gun Show is back. Bigger and better than ever. The Dale City Gun Show. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. Dale City, Virginia. New management. 165 tables. Guns, knives, ammo, accessories, surplus, and much more. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. All at discount gun show prices. Take a Virginia or Utah concealed carry class Saturday or Sunday. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. Do not miss your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Dale City Gun Show. The biggest, the best show ever. It's your one-stop gun shop with 165 tables under new management. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show. Dale City VFW. This weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Coming up on WMAL, do we have a new Edward Snowden? Sure sounds like it. Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, will be our guest. And we'll talk about it up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Millions of people are getting more nervous by the hour as a powerful hurricane approaches the U.S. Dr. Rick Knapp is director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Hurricane Matthew getting very close to Nassau in the Bahamas, and it is a major hurricane poised to strengthen some more before it gets to Florida later tonight. But the first outer rain bands are starting to arrive here in Miami-Dade County and in Broward County. Those don't appear to have tropical storm force winds yet. That'll happen later today. But really, if you're in southeast Florida, the morning hours are your last chance to take whatever remaining preparations you need to.
Forecasters say, though, that the Washington region will likely be spared any significant impact from Hurricane Matthew. We'll keep you posted. A D.C. council committee has narrowly voted to advance a bill that would give terminally ill patients the right to end their own lives with the help of a doctor. The committee voted to send the Right to Die bill to the full council. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says it has identified five teenage boys they say were responsible for spray painting racist graffiti on an historic 19th century schoolhouse. An Alexandria woman is charged with killing her husband. 75-year-old Rolf Marshall was shot yesterday morning in the couple's home on Duke Street. His 47-year-old wife Paula Marshall now charged with murder. ISIS is claiming responsibility for a bombing in a Syrian village that killed at least 20 people. An ISIS-linked news agency says a suicide car bomber struck a convoy of rebels on the Syrian side of a border crossing. Halloween is still more than 3 weeks away, but stories of creepy and sometimes threatening or even violent clowns have been in the news since August.
If you've been noticing a lot of reports about incidents involving clowns lately, you're not alone. Recent weeks have seen reports concerning clowns popping up across the country, from pranks and hoaxes to threats and reports of violence. The issue even making it to the White House.
I'm wondering if the president's aware of this phenomenon.
I don't know that the president has been briefed on this particular situation.
Horror novelist Stephen King, who wrote a novel about a murderous clown entitled It, took to Twitter, writing, "Hey guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up the kiddies and make people laugh." I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,281. The Nasdaq at 53,16. Sports, the National League wildcard playoff game goes to San Francisco. The Giants will now take on the Cubs in the NLDS. NHL preseason, the Caps beat St. Louis. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounter's kitchen and bath showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Connecticut Avenue, southbound as you come toward the Beltway. Watch for accident activity. I had that to the shoulder, but extra volume there. Then the Beltway. We are really struggling each direction to try to get past River Road. We're finally, it looks like the outer loop lanes have been reopened, but the activity shoulder on the left shoulder with the flashing lights, so we're still checking you out here. On 270, your delays through Urbana extend onto the 270 spur to this crash at River Road. And if you're coming on around the Beltway out of Bethesda, that's slow to get toward River Road as well, pretty much linking up with the delays from College Park. So long haul around the Beltway and 270, earlier crash River Road. Now let's go Virginia. Beltway through Annandale slow, and then you'll hit the delays from 66 to join onto the American Legion Bridge and River Road as well. Out of Springfield, north on 95 to the 14th Street Bridge, heavy. Cross the 11th Street Bridge, crash on the freeway. And heads up, going south on 95, an unusual backup south on Newington. Crash was still blocking one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Thursday now. Seeing some clouds in this morning, but breaks of sunshine expected. And clouds unmixed today, so they'll play nice in the sky. The clouds of sunshine, they'll share. 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Vienna, 54 in Gaithersburg, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105. 5.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Ed Klein, new book out about Hillary Clinton. Hey, just in time for, this is October, right? Surprise! Ed Klein has a new book out about Hillary Clinton. 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now on the line is former Representative Mike Rogers, who is also the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We wanted to have him on today because there was a story that broke yesterday about a guy who was a contractor. It worked at the NSA, and they got, apparently when they arrested him in August, we just found out about this because they unsealed the documents and announced the case yesterday. Apparently they found out that he had a lot of classified material in his possession out at his home in Glen Burnie. A lot of computers have been seized, etc. Good morning to you, Mike Rogers.
Brian, Larry, good morning.
All right, so some people have said this is this Edward Snowden too? What do you think about it? Well, based on what we know of this case thus far?
From what we know thus far, it's probably too early to tell. And I can tell you, doing a lot of these counterintelligence investigations, both overseeing them as chairman and working on some as an FBI agent when I was in the FBI a few years back, is that nothing is ever as it seems. So that nice guy neighbor who couldn't ever do anything wrong could very well be a spy, you know, who is taking money from a foreign agent to deliver some goods. So I don't think we know. What two things are suspicious about this to me is, A, how did they get on to him, which means they likely didn't catch anything leaving the building. They likely had some other stream of information that said, hey, you get some information leaking to another source. So that tells me that they either did it accidentally or maybe even on purpose was leaking some of that information, which got the FBI to put together their case and a warrant.
Well, the story,
I read the affidavit, and yeah, it doesn't say anything about that. The charges are about the minimal charges they can do. So there still is a possibility it was just a guy who was a hoarder, or it could have been something more nefarious.
Yeah, apparently he does admit to having taken the secrets, but his defense attorney is on record as saying he did not intend to betray his country. Of course, you'd expect some kind of defense like that, but do you think there's some suggestion there that perhaps this was, you know, not somebody who had an intent to sell secrets, for example?
And unfortunately, we've seen this before, where there really isn't an intent. And I think, you know, this is a guy who would understand coding and understand coding at a pretty technical level. And some of these folks, this is a trophy thing for them. I had a part in this particular source code that did this really amazing thing for our government. And they take it home. You know, this is their trophy. This is the thing that, you know, gets them up in the morning. We have seen that before. This would not be completely uncommon if this in fact were the case. Again, the only question I would have is, how did they get on them? Which again tells me that's the big missing link here for me. I doubt that they just discovered that some of these things were missing. I think the code that they refer to in the affidavit is older code. There was some leak of this code in the press, I don't know, maybe about a month or so ago, which would correspond, you know, shortly thereafter his arrest. But, you know, there's, I think, a lot more to this story that's going to come out. Again, it could, at the end of the day, be a guy was just, he was that hoarder. He wanted to take that trophy home. But something tells me that the FBI got this another way, and that's what I'd be looking to come out here.
Well, and of course, if that were the case, though, if he was just wanted a trophy and he never had any intent to harm his country or let that fall into the wrong hands, then he'll be let off scot-free, right? I mean, that's what FBI Director James Comey explained with the Hillary Clinton case. I'm only lightly trolling the Hillary email issue here, Representative Rogers, because that's a precedent, isn't it? Couldn't they make this argument?
Well, the defense lawyers for other cases around the country have already made that argument. Matter of fact, many of the cases we had, there was a Navy individual who was taking pictures. He took a picture in a space on a submarine that was not permitted, and he had that picture on his cell phone. They, too, didn't find any indication he wanted to betray his country. And his defense lawyer immediately, well, they first asked for the Petraeus sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Hillary thing came out, his lawyer reconnected the Department of Justice, said, no, we want the Hillary Clinton adjudication on this case. So we've already seen there are real practical cases where defense lawyers are already saying, hey, this is no worse than that, or this is no worse than that. So that was a precedent that's going to be dangerous, and they're going to have to unwind and then re-engage the whole entire IC community that, no, taking personal taking classified information is not a personal choice for you. You don't get to make that decision, and if you violate it, there'll be consequences. Right now, it's a little bit confusing.
All right, Mike Rogers, we're going to leave that. You listen. Your CNN show, Declassified, has been renewed for a second season. So we appreciate you slumming it with us, your old friends in radio here. That's pretty good stuff. And Michigan by how many over Rutgers this weekend?
Oh my!
Oh, Michigan is going to do it by at least 3 touchdowns, likely 4.
All right. Good to know.
We'll leave it right there. 743.
Go blue.
743.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows. No one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the 2 major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the 7 ways investors fail, the 1 big question you need to answer, and the 1 solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Leesburg, Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Well, my good friends at Thompson Creek Windows want me to tell you about how now is the perfect time to buy. You see, Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window, custom-made for your home in our unique climate. The best part, no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. If you buy 3 windows, you'll get 1 free. So here, you have the chance now to save money on the cost of new windows, and by the way, a lower utility bill year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. Here's the number again, 855-57-CREEK. You'll get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season, and you can buy windows and 3 windows and get 1 window free. Buy 3, get 1 free. Big deal. Call thompsoncreek.com at 855-57-CREEK or visit them at thompsoncreek.com for details.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Perfect Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. Well, a lot of the commute looks like we're walking faster than we're driving. DC 295 just inching along, both north and southbound. Northbound leaving the Beltway, and southbound as you come off of both 50 and the B-Dub, all to go in on the 11th Street Bridge crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the Suitland Parkway, your delay is almost back near Silver Hill Road, and that's pretty much extending up toward 295, and a lot of the commuters, once they've been sitting on 295, saying, heck, I'm not going over the 11th Street Bridge, heading over the Douglas Bridge and South Capitol Street over to Nats Park, so that picks up extra volume as well. For the crash on the Maryland Beltway, we've had 2 of them. On the inner loop near 214 Central Avenue, still blocking the left half. So that's slowing in each direction over near Largo in the FedEx field on the Beltway, Jam Beach Way there. And then from College Park around to River Road, a continuous backup crash on the shoulder. And on the inner loop out of Tysons to River Road, 270 out of Clarksburg and down to the Beltway. So it's a busy morning through that stretch. But lanes have been reopened, Beltway at River Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low rain chances until the beginning of the upcoming weekend. We may get some showers around. Don't worry, it's not Hurricane Matthew. That's going to stay well south of us. Cloud sun today, 73. Some clouds tonight, 59. Maybe a passing shower. Friday, partly cloudy, 73. And a chance of showers as we look ahead towards Saturday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 degrees in your nation's capital at 747. All right, so is it pronounced Nevada or Nevada? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Nevada or Nevada? Let's decide this once and for all.
I know the answer to this, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It's Nevada if you're talking about the state. If you're talking about the mountain range, it's the Sierra Nevadas.
Can I just say, first of all, I wasn't asking you.
I know.
Secondly, we're going to get our pronunciation tips from you, from Brian Wilson, from Mr. Insurance,
well,
Mr. Halloween, Mr. Pluto.
Pluto.
Really? We're going to take, you know, let me just clarify the question. in the English language, is it pronounced Nevada or Nevada? I wasn't asking about Texan.
No, I'm telling you this is correct. there is no discussion on this point.
Well,
it is Nevada.
Apparently,
the state of Nevada. And I used to get yelled at when I would say Nevada. Because that's the way I always said it when I was growing up.
Apparently you are at odds with the Republican nominee for president. While he was speaking in Reno, Nevada.
Nevada.
He said this.
Heroin overdoses are surging and meth overdoses in Nevada. Nevada. And you know what I said? You know what I said? I said when I came out here, I said, nobody says it the other way. It has to be Nevada. Right? And if you don't say it correctly, and it didn't happen to me, but it happened to a friend of mine, he was killed.
Apparently, this is a big deal in Nevada. Or Nevada. I don't even know what I call it anymore.
Nevada.
Nevada.
I do like that. You know, when I was growing up, okay, what's the state right north of California?
Oregon.
No, I see, when I grew up, it was Oregon. Anyone? Oregon?
Mm-mm.
Oregon?
Mm.
Right? There isn't one definitive way of saying words, I've been told by you, Brian Wilson.
Nevada.
I'll give you a local one that drives me crazy. And this drives me absolutely nuts. You have a car wreck, and you call 911. You say, I've been injured. Please send a...
Oh, ambulance.
Ambulance.
Well, no, that's just...
That's what they say in the District of Columbia. They call it the ambulance.
Well, they can go ahead and say that.
Hey, I need an ambulance. I'm hurt down here.
Well, we'll see. The important thing is Trump is actually even now with Hillary Clinton and could actually get the electoral votes in
Nevada.
So if that's the case, he can call it whatever he wants. Meanwhile, yesterday he was also celebrating the performance of his running mate, Mike Pence. This was an amazing media spin yesterday. Washington Post actually had a headline saying, the real loser in last night's debate was Donald Trump because Mike Pence did so well. I'm not kidding. Anyway, here was Trump's take.
Mike Pence did an incredible job, and I'm getting a lot of credit because that's really my first so-called choice. That was my first hire, as we would say in Las Vegas.
Well, see, now you made that point yesterday, and it was okay.
Yeah, it's different when he said it.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
Well, it's the way he did it, too. Mike Pence did a great job. I'm getting a lot of credit.
Yes, aren't I great? That's right.
Just let it be said by other people. But he went on.
I'd argue that Mike had the single most decisive victory in the history of vice presidential debates. I believe that, too. And last night, America also got to look firsthand at my judgment, and that was judgment. You know, you need judgment for people, for deals.
Rick and Frederick, real fast, you're on WMAL. Answer our burning question, Rick.
Yeah, I grew up in Utah. I know or have met thousands of people from Nevada. My wife was born and raised in Nevada. And if you go to the Nevada state website, they even have the punctuation over one of the A's to indicate it's pronounced Nevada.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
They're very
Nevada.
Sensitive. They're very sensitive about it there.
It's 7:51 on WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for saving details.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
7:53, time to check in on your money with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning. We're looking at a flat open today. Some not so positive news for the labor market just out. A Chicago research firm says 44,000 people were laid off in September. That's an increase of 38% from August. This comes as Wall Street waits for tomorrow's jobs report, which could show another strong month of hiring. More people were flying in August, but fewer than the month before. An airline group blames the slowdown on the terrorist attacks in Europe. A different problem for a Southwest Airlines plane last night. A Samsung replacement phone, one of those Galaxy replacements, caught fire, forcing the plane's evacuation. Yum! Brand stock will fall after sales and profits fell short at KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut in China. Business there hurt by food scares recently. BlackBerry has a new phone coming out on the market in 6 months, one with a physical keyboard that some people love. And put the worm back in the bottle. Mexico's Jose Cuervo will delay selling its stock to the public until after the election, citing the market volatility. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ooh, we're in the heat of it here around the region on 29 Maryland. They're coming out of the White Oak area very slow. I'm trying to get through the cameras here and look south of White Oak and down toward Lockwood Drive and Trader Joe's. That's where everyone's focused on the incident there. And then again, heavy volume and toward Four Corners. On Connecticut Avenue, southbound inside the Beltway had a crash as well. That should be cleared. On the Beltway, we had two problems this morning. Crash on the inner loop at 214 Central Avenue. That just cleared to the shoulder within the past 5 minutes. But very slow out of New Carrollton. On the outer loop as you leave Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now with that inner loop delay, it does take some of the pressure off the Wilson Bridge. So we're not back at 5 to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near St. Barnabas Road. 295 crawling each direction to get through two incidents just past the inbound 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Running some more pretty good-looking weather through here. A little cloud around, otherwise breaks at times throughout the day today. A northeast breeze and about 73 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 61 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:57.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up on WMAL,
we're going to be talking to Jake Tapper from CNN.
And it's October, so surprise, Ed Klein has a new book out on Hillary Clinton.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.